You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
All right, everyone. Here we are back again. Joe, Mike, Snacks, and Preston. Another Build Assets Online success story interview. We're doing like a marathon of these this week. We got a live one coming up later, but this is going to be published later after that. Let's not get too confusing, but we're back again with two students who are really deep in what I would call the Build Assets Online universe, because, you know, they're doing drop shipping, having some success with that. They joined the Open the Kimono. They're starting a blog site and, you know, really, really active, really engaged, joined the land course. And, you know, like you said, you guys are really deep in it. You're sitting on the proverbial toilet right now. That's how you described it before the stream.
That's right.
So welcome. If you guys can introduce yourselves and yeah, let's get this thing started.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go ahead, Snacks.
Yeah. So Snacks, myself and Preston have known each other forever. We were just telling them we've known each other since like elementary school. This is not our first business rendezvous together, although technically our most successful. So anyway, we grew up in Louisiana. We are no longer there and live abroad from one another, but spend a lot of time talking on the phone, figuring out how we can move from the toilet to bigger and better things. But
I just want to know, so what other businesses have you guys tried together, if you don't mind sharing?
We had the workout website a long time ago. We didn't know what we were doing. He used to be a personal trainer, and so we were trying to take that and put it online. But I mean, really, the only reason that didn't work out is because we didn't know how to advertise. So
yeah,
we had that. What do we have? Some other things I can't even really remember.
We've done some other like small like branding things, like, oh, let's make this brand. We had talked about, because we used to live together in Preston's house. We were going to try to fix it up and sell it, and then I met a woman and moved to across the country, so that plan foiled. But anyway, yeah, kind of circled back, and actually I was talking to a buddy about this the other day and just trying to figure out what I could do business wise because I was a personal trainer, had my own business, and I wanted to kind of stay. Now I have a day job.
It's sales. Like, you got some muscle mass too.
Yeah, he comes on here with the traps out.
That's, well, yeah, this is normal attire for me, so trying to motivate the Build Assets Online crew out there to get the gains up. Anyway, yeah, so long story short, basically I circled back with Preston. I was like, hey, I'm trying to do something business wise you know, if you're interested. And we talked through some we went through several iterations.
I'm guessing you had already been watching their videos at that point, right?
At that point, I don't know if I was watching y'all's videos yet or if I was still on, I don't know if we should name other channels, but I was still paying attention to some other channels and eventually stumbled across y'all, and I resonated with you guys. I feel like you're real. I feel like
we can give some of the I mean, you don't have to name names if you don't want, but like, so what were the other channels about? Was it high ticket dropshipping? Was it like a different business model? What kind of stuff were you looking into?
Yeah, so it was definitely high ticket dropshipping, and that's what it was sold as, and it was great, and I made a lot of information that at least helps you get an idea of what high ticket dropshipping encompasses. But I think maybe I found you guys and gravitated more to like the whole Build Assets Online, like the multiple things, like we're trying now, kind of dipping our toe into multiple ways.
Yeah. Cause I mean, once you understand high ticket dropshipping, the rest, well, besides for the land stuff, the rest is kind of, you know, a shoe in because you understand how high intent traffic works or how traffic works in general. So that's kind of how it all fits together. So what should we ask them first, Mike? Should we ask them?
Well, okay. So you started watching our videos and then you called Preston and you're like, hey, we got to do one more thing together.
that's a very dramatic romanticized version of what happened.
Yeah.
Well, he
was talking about originally having some other friends in it, but it's kind of, you know, who's actually going to jump in and get started on it. And that was kind of one thing about it is you gotta have somebody that's willing to jump in and get going on something like this. So
I mean, more than two people is a lot. I mean,
I can see that too.
A lot of like accountability there to manage across all you guys if you do more than two.
Right. So yeah. how do you feel like your personality types like mesh together? Because I see Preston's got the printer, he's got the piano.
Snacks, yeah, he does not own a printer.
I feel like Snacks is like, yo, like let's do this. He's like the go getter, and then Preston, you're like the, you know, the on the computer, getting all the stuff done type thing.
Yep, that's pretty accurate, to be honest.
that's pretty accurate. Yeah, yeah. We can kind of fill that role for each other when need be, but we both hate it, so we try to stay in our lane.
Okay, so you decide. All right, we're gonna do the high ticket drop shipping. We're gonna do the build assets online methodology. So you get in the course. What happens after that? Like, what's the journey like?
Well, honestly, before that, and I think this actually bears noting. So I was in the midst of, I just moved across the country. I'd stopped personal training and got a sales job. So like I was making money, but there was a period where I wasn't. And so like I moved in with my now wife and she wasn't about to let me just drop whatever it was, whatever the course was at the time, say it was $2,000 or something like that. I didn't just have it sitting around to spend on something that she has no idea what, she still barely knows what's going on here. But anyway, the point is, so I was like, all right, we got to bootstrap this at first. And, you know, if we make a little bit of money, then we could reinvest it into the course. So I will say just, I mean, by like consuming a lot of the free stuff that you guys put out, including one of your like videos where you're like, oh, top 10 niches in whatever it was, is where our main store comes from. And I mean, it makes us decent money. We made a sale the other day. We didn't say this one, Preston, but like that one sale profit was like $6,000. And it's just like, that's insane.
Boom.
Yeah, we always joke about, or I always say in the videos, like, yeah, we're giving you all this good stuff. No one's going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys actually took what I said seriously.
Well, because we didn't know. So like we were at the point where we had tried a few different things and ran into like, not necessarily low ticket, but we were like, oh, we're going to get stuff from China and brand it and do whatever. And then you're like, okay, now we got to order 100 of these coolers that we had looked at. And it's like, well, I'm not ordering 100 coolers and sticking them in the garage. So anyway, kind of going through that. Then we're listening to the videos and I'm like, let's just do like picked one. Said, let's just do it. And yeah, so that's what we did. And I actually had emailed you and said something about like this free trial for the Discord. And I was like, well, I'm not really ready for the Discord. Like, I don't really care to get in the Discord yet. But I was like, I'll let you know. We use one of your videos and we're going to try to make some money and we'll be back. And then make a little bit of money and we came back. Yeah. And I remember the first thing, Mike, you said, I said, hey, Herb, Mike, here's our, and you know, in the private channel, here's our website, you know, any feedback would be nice. And you were like, your website is terrible. You need to do something about this immediately. Not in those words, but like basically, because it was a free Shopify theme and it was like 1998 Windows Vista version.
Yeah. So forgive me if you just said this, but had you made any sales at that point by the time you got in the private channel with us?
I think
we
had made a few, but we were going about it bass backwards, and we were like, our suppliers don't have MAP. Well, some of them don't. And so we were like cutting margins way down. And I remember Preston still gets mad about this one customer we had. We made like $100 and like, many problems on this with this customer. And so we eventually realized not to do that. But yeah, we did make some sales and then we started doing the course and yeah, here we are.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly kind of impressed at, you know, the amount of action you guys take. And maybe it's because there's two of you, you guys are able to help, you know, keep yourselves accountable and get a little bit more done. But, you know, as Joe said, it's like we give out these niches all the time and we're like, no one's going to do this. You guys did it. Not only did you do it, you did it without it actually even being in the course. So, like, you guys, I think taking action on free content is like a particular level of impressive, because it's like there's so many open-ended things. I mean, at this point, Jordan, I would spend the money just to have that blueprint to follow, like if we're going to do a new thing, because to spend the time and like try and fill in all these gaps is kind of complicated. So it seems like you ran into that a little bit, right, with like your theme and just all these little distinctions that can make a big difference.
It was definitely a small snowball effect that happened, because as we made some money, then we're like, okay, well, we need to invest in our company, not in ourselves, you know. So it's more of, okay, you told us to get a better theme, do all these things, and so we started investing in that way, and we're definitely seeing the results of that now.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's like you guys set everything up just trying to do it yourselves, and maybe you didn't get those initial sales, like where would you be now? Do you think you'd would have kept pushing, or you would have tried something
else? We'd probably
tried
a different site, I'm sure. I'm sure we would have just done a different site, done something a little different, tweak things.
So you guys were committed to making this work, basically.
Yeah, we were pretty committed. Cool, because you said, like, you to cut off on time, you would just invest. Well, I had time, but I didn't have.
Right.
Yeah, because right. And I was getting married. There was a whole bunch of things like at once, and I was like, oh, my wife's gonna kill me if I drop this $2,000 plus Empire, yeah. Plus, you know, whatever the three. I don't know however much it would have cost at that moment to do that. But anyway, yeah.
So was that your first dollar online when you had set up the website, and then those sales started coming in for this store?
It was if I remember correctly, it was mine. I don't think that was your first dollar, Preston.
No, I mean, I had made like YouTube videos in the past and stuff and made some money in weird ways on YouTube. But it was the first time for something like this, for sure. Like setting up my own website and actually getting traffic to a site, for sure.
Cool. What kind of weird, like showing your face, or was it just like you were doing like,
no, it was okay. This was like way back in the day when I was in college, and I think Clash of Clans was a big thing or something. And so like I had this deal where you could get free, like you would look at the ads or something like that, and you could get some free money in game to buy stuff. But like it got like hundreds of thousands of views, and people were signing up using my code, and I would get a kickback every time somebody would sign up with my code. That was some weird thing that I did back in the day. But
I hate like how games are nowadays, where it's all like this free, and then there's all this extra stuff and game like that. That's yeah. I don't want to go off on a tangent about that, but it's terrible. I feel like
it really is. It's bad
for the
bad.
Game design.
Yeah, it's predatory.
Yeah, and I feel like that it just incurred like the fact that the game is not totally balanced, because people have to buy stuff to, you know, be competitive with the other players. And I don't want to go off on that, but so you guys,
well, they had to buy the course to be competitive with the other dropshippers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, a game is not a pure, you know, it's supposed to be a pure competitive activity, not like making money.
This is business.
Yeah.
Anything to get an edge. But anyway, you join the course, you change your theme, and, What happens next?
So we continued to have moderate success at that point, and we felt better because now the website looks better. We felt we were kind of getting ducks in a row that we didn't have in a row at first, without like little things from the course, phone number, like different things like that. But eventually we didn't take the next step until we figured out our advertising, which I feel like you guys kind of helped with. It was also kind of something you just stumble upon, which is something you guys talk about. Like, you don't know a bad supplier until they suck. And that's a very real, like, that's a real way to put it, because you don't know until they're hard to communicate with, prices change, inventory, whatever, like, and you don't know that until you know that, you know?
Well, did you have any trouble getting suppliers? I mean, because you getting suppliers, I think, without even being in the course, and like people need like a lot of hand holding at that stage, because it's like, oh, I gotta call them now. What do I say?
Snacks seems like he could talk.
He's the one calling the supplier.
He's a talker. Sure. He's a talker. He doesn't put that forward a lot, though. It's kind of like you got to get him going, and then he's a talker.
Well, you said you had a sales job. You have had a sales job. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Seems like you can get on the phone with a supplier and do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can. And at first it was tough. I mean, we would both call them, though. We would just had like we'd had our list of 10, like, all right, man, you call your 10, I'll call my 10. And like, and we don't, you know, we got this, like at the time our website wasn't even public. Like you had to put in the
password.
The password. So like we're talking to these supply, like it was ridiculous. But you get enough people and they're like, hey, yeah, all right, cool, you know, send me.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so we only got a handful, and we still only really have a handful that bring in most of our revenue. And it's kind of tough. We kind of pigeonholed ourselves, but anyway, still working out all right.
Well, I think, yeah, I know your store, so it's a little bit niche down, but I do think it gives you a decent amount of wiggle room, just enough, because as we talked about on the last interview, that person actually had a store that was too broad, and so they had to cut back and kind of narrow in on one specific like subset of things. Still able to have a few different product types and a good amount of suppliers, but yeah, you guys kind of got in a good area in terms of your niche, so that you're able to be a little bit of an authority, but just stay focused on, again, a particular subset of product types. So, I guess let's keep going. So, you know, when was like your first big win that you're like, wow, this is for real. We're going to keep going with this. The snowball is really building up.
One thing that's interesting is we actually have started getting suppliers contacting us about putting their products on our website, which I thought that was a pretty big milestone there, going from, hey, will you please let us put your stuff on our site, to, you know, them asking us to put their things on our site. But I think now that we're able to spend a lot more on ads, personally, I think that is something that's kind of pushing us forward a lot more than pretty much anything. I don't know. What do you think, Byron?
Of course. The more, if I can spend more money and have more people see it. Our first big win was probably like last fall. That was like our first, so we'd made some decent money. I think at that point, the most profit we made on one sale was like $1,000, which was also a crazy experience because you have somebody who's like calling you. So we're in like the B2B space. So you have somebody who calls and they're like, hey, we got a credit card. We need to spend this money tomorrow. And it's like, yeah, like this is ideal, right? So anyways, that was our biggest one to that point. The following biggest one was like a $20,000 sale. And I think we were talking about it. We made probably like, I think it was something like $9,000 on that. And that was in like October, November. Mm-hmm. And reverse engineering that is what kind of led us to like, oh, this is what we should be spending more. This is how we should target our ads anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are really like the big moments when you just see when you make a sale like that. It can really change everything because it totally shifts your perspective on, number one, like having a job. How easy is it in your job just to have $9,000, you know, fall in your lap out of nowhere? And I think it gives you just a little bit more insight as to what's possible. And like you said, insight that I can now tailor my website to trying to get more of these.
Yeah, 100%. Down to like the product pages. Like we try stuff all the time that is just more and more. We call it smaller circles. Like you start off with this big circle, high ticket drop shipping, and like the smaller circles are suppliers and then whatever. And like really small circles of product pages. But it's like, if we know what the customer we want to sell to is looking for, then we can supply the verbiage to hopefully acquire that customer.
Give them a certain call to action, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That type of stuff.
Yeah. And that's maybe something we struggle with teaching people how to do this is like, you can't tell someone all these little things where you got to start with the big circles, like high ticket drop shipping. You kind of just push them in that direction, and then they need to get the feedback of getting sales. And then as you start to find where the money is flowing, you can dive into those little circles and those smaller details and start to iron those out. But it's until you actually start doing the website, calling the suppliers, seeing who's shit, who's not, seeing what products work. You can't get into those little details because it's just going to take up way too much of your time. So yeah, now you guys are starting to get into that iteration phase of being able to really hone in on like what matters, and you found out what matters. So that's great.
Yeah. And I'm curious because a lot of it, so like we were saying, we didn't change our theme until probably like last November. We didn't start advertising more until like January. And then even about a month ago, started advertising even more. And because our stuff moves so slow, it's hard to really know right now. Like we won't know for another 3 months.
Right. If the ads are working, right. It's because it just takes some time to get from point A, hey, can we get a quote on this or whatever, to, you know, point Z, here's your money. You know, go ahead and send it off. That's it. So it takes months.
Yeah.
Sometimes for these companies.
Yeah. I mean, it's, everyone's store is different as well. And so it seems like you guys are operating where it's more like you're not getting 5 sales every day. It's like every couple of days or every week or something, you're getting a sale, but it's bigger and decent margins.
Yeah.
We knew plenty of people that ran their store that way. I mean, people that were really dedicated to the lifestyle business aspect of things. Like, you know, we were friends with a guy that lived in Thailand. He's like, he just wants like one big sale a week. And that's all he cares about, because he only wants to deal with one customer a week. And, you know,
there's a lot of value in that. not dealing with we talk about the B2C side of things, and because some of our stuff is, you know, consumers will be calling, and those phone calls are totally different than talking to a business. It's just a mm-hmm. it's a lot more energy and effort and a smaller sale,
right? Yeah. And that's why, you know, we kind of talk about building assets online, because it's like you could have that one store, but you don't want to keep expanding that store to where now you're serving all these, you know, direct consumers, and it kind of sucks.
It kind
of, yeah. Well, it's a lot of time and energy. You want somebody else answering those phone calls. You know, you don't want to hear about Bobby's soccer practice and all that.
Yeah, there's always the perfect sweet spot, I think, with any business, because expand. Sometimes you hit the point where if you're going to expand it, like it's, you're not going to get that much more juice out of it. It's like you already squeezed like 90% of what you're going to get out of it without like doing something crazy, like breaking out like the hydraulic press and, you know, squeezing the fruit or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The fruit.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to let things, you know, be where they are and enjoy that and just let, you know, do the next thing.
And that's what you guys are doing.
Right. So our experience has been like we kind of bounce. So we have two stores now. Our main one makes most of the money, but the other one is profitable. And even more so, I think now we kind of figured out what to spend our money on with that store as well for the moment. But that gives us the different insight, because one deals more with customers and businesses, or consumers and businesses, and the other deals with strictly businesses for the most, 99.9%. But, and so we're like, we answer a call for that store and it's like, I hate this store. I just want to sell for the other store. But yeah, now it's like, okay, we can invest some of this capital into, like, I think the kimono idea was cool, because like, I get it's going to take time to see everything, but it's like I could live this experience through you without having to do it myself, mm-hmm. which is nice and cheap, relatively, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we saw was like, in the course we talk about, just in the regular Build Assets Online course, we have like the SEO part, right? And then we talked on the live stream about like the is chorizo spicy or something, and do we sausage, whatever. And then you're like, all right, like how do I make one of these websites?
Yeah, and it's up right now. Yeah. I already got like 30 art. Well, maybe even more, 30, 40. I don't know. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But
yeah, but what's cool is that, like you said, I mean, having multiple stores, they kind of inform each other about what is something maybe you're doing wrong in a store, or what is just kind of the nature of a particular store. And that's what we had to go through as well. Like our first store was kind of like the one that you have, where it's not getting sales every day, but it gets big sales, big margins. And then, you know, we made a second store, which is more, was more consumer based, more high volume. And we saw, okay, this first store is not really, we're not the ones that are causing this problem where we can't get consistent sales like this. This is just how this niche is. It's more expensive, it's more B2B. And so we were able to kind of use the other stores we had to improve on the first store and vice versa.
And we're going to reveal those stores tonight in the, or today at 4 p.m. in the office hours, I believe. So
are we? Two of them? I know one.
I mean, we might as well. All right. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. I thought they worked as good counter examples to each other.
Whatever you want to do. Anyway,
I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
So that I guess, so how far into this process, you said you got that big sale in like November, December of last year?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So now we're in May. So it's been about 6 months. And so how far along are you in like the whole process of things?
I mean, we started probably close to this time last year, but we're talking about a lot of time of figuring out, okay, what do we want to sell? How do, you know, learning the ins and outs of, you know, we use Shopify, learning how to set all that up, going as cheap as possible, starting up. And so, you know, those sales were small up front. So, we're probably a year into the whole thing right now, though.
So,
but 6 months of it has been actual, like us investing in our company more than, you know, the first 6 months was figuring things out probably more so.
Yes. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Nothing to sneeze at for sure. Cause yeah, I mean, especially if it's like your first, foray into trying to make money online. I mean, we call it the year of failure almost. It's like, at least that's how we used to think of it. is you'd have to go through like a year of just failing and failing and failing until you finally are able to create a consistently successful business. But you guys have fast-tracked that a little bit. And I mean, it seems like a lot of our students have, where it's just by the end of their first year, they know how everything works. They're making consistent money, and they're kind of ready to take it to the next level.
Yeah, it's definitely something you have to get in and learn on the ground floor. You can't, like, you guys' videos are awesome and it helps a lot, but you really have to get in and do it to understand, you know, especially because, you know, your business is going to be different than, you know, something that you guys may be talking about. The business that you make is going to be very specific, and there's going to be a lot of specific answers to questions while you're doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all we could do is provide the map, and then you have to walk the trail, the obstacles. Yeah. You know, there might be some tree branches that spring up, you know, some animals,
crocodile.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go into it not having all the answers, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's, that's part of the process.
So you said you started with, you know, you were trying to go off of free information at first before you got into the Elite Fleet and got all of our courses and stuff. You mentioned that you started with the free Shopify theme, and your website looked terrible, which I think I remember now. so what other things were you trying to do that once you got into the course, you were like, oh, like, let's not do this way?
I don't know. What do you think, Byron?
I mean, I don't know about specifics, but I mean, I guess you could say, like, refining product pages, refining, I don't like how you talk to suppliers or customers or what to a lot of it is what to expect too, because if I don't know what to expect and I can watch a video that says, you know, this is what to expect, or like the ads, troubleshooting and stuff like
that. Yeah, we got a lot of value out of the ad sections for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting to, is because I mean, the ads are huge, and you know, we have lots of in-depth tutorials, and you know, not theoretical but like explaining how you should set it up and how it all works. I'm just curious, what was the experience like going into that blind versus like when you saw the course? Like, how were you deciding on how to set up your ads before you were working with us?
It's a good question. I really don't even remember.
You know, like, it, to be honest, so I drive, even so my current job, and at the time I had a different job, but they're both similar. I drive a lot. So like, I listen to a lot of podcasts or whatever. So I mean, you may have said it in a video 2 years ago, like, honestly, I don't know off the top of my head, but like, that's how I would have listened. I'd have been, oh, let me figure out the ads. And I probably would have YouTube, Build Assets Online ads, or literally just scrolled through the freaking discography and like, oh, they talk about ads in this 15 minute video. Let me listen to it. And you might have said, I don't even, you know, I have no idea.
Right. Right.
And so it gets them up there. And then you're like, as long as they're running, like, you can kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah. Almost like dumpster diving.
kind of, but like time and money, and like if you got enough time and you don't have the money or you don't want to spend it, then
I mean, so it's interesting we're talking about the way you did things back then, because you were doing the proverbial dumpster diving, and now I mentioned earlier that you're pretty deep in the Build Assets Online universe. I feel like when we release a new course or like something just privately to our students, like we did the Open the Kimono program and we launched the land course, you guys got it right away. So obviously you see the value now of not dumpster diving and just being able to take the shortcut.
It's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of, now we have the capital to do that. You know, now we can dive in on those things a little bit more freely, you know.
Because what was nice is like, basically, like we spent a lot of time and probably wasted a lot of time. Well, I know we wasted a lot of time even on different business iterations prior to starting with you guys, but it made the money that now we can reinvest. So it's it's cool. It's like, you can see that, like, oh, okay, I know, like, $2,000 for Open the Kimono money. It's like, yeah, we call it Monopoly money. It's like the internet just handed us this Monopoly money, like, let's just keep throwing it back in and see how much it spits out at us, you know. It's like, it's all fake anyway, so whatever.
Like, keep printing it.
Like, if somebody wants to hand us $16,000 for this thing.
It feels very unreal, is really where the root of that is. It feels unreal. We get checks in the mail of like $20,000, and it's just like, I can't believe people are doing this. They're sending us this much money.
Check to my house. It's insane. Anyway, but now it's like you guys will put something out And I'll text Preston. I'll say, hey, they're talking about the land. And with the land at first, I was like, oh, we don't really have the time. But then I started thinking about, I was like, $500. I was like, I mean,
well, that was, that's the secret discount for the students. We don't
talk about that publicly. Fair enough. Anyway, whatever, whatever. If you invest, let me put it this way. If you invest $4,000 prior to that with you guys, then I'm sure you would give them the land deal for $500. But anyway, neither here nor there. The point is, like, now it's like, okay, we see the value in following the path, mm-hmm. and the business is spitting out money. And so it's like, we can just put that mm-hmm. right back into it.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I think that's like kind of the fun part of when you get to that point in business where it's like, you're not bootstrapping anymore and trying to make things work with free information because that's your only choice. And it's like, now you have more money to play around and you've gotten enough, you know, good feedback. Like, you know, this stuff works. And so you guys can, yeah, just kind of fast track your success even more. This is like really where things start to snowball because you don't have to waste your time looking for different bits of information. You can just use money to cut down the time expense. So it's cool.
I also want to comment on how active you guys are. So you guys are pretty committed to like making the most out of what you paid for. So it's kind of funny in the kimono program, I feel like a lot of people joined, but then they're not like, you know, super active. Like,
yeah, that's crazy to me. We don't spend that kind of money without being ready to dive in head first. So
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you got to, a lot of people think when they spend the money on a course, like there's the initial feeling of, wow, I spent this money, like something has to come back to me. Mm-hmm. But really, yeah, that just means you got to put a lot. It should be a signal to you that now you got to put a lot into it to get something back.
Our view was always like, shit, we just spent all this money. We better make this work.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's definitely our view too.
Yeah. And I mean, I agree. Like, why would, if you want to get on this call with us and you're like, anybody got any questions, anybody want to start something like alongside, we can like look at it together. Like, I don't know, to me, I'm just like, why are we not taking more advantage of this? So
cool. Well, you mentioned you're still working your job. Preston, do you have a job? What's going on with you?
My job is our drop shipping sites. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, we pay me a little bit and We're going to build it up to one point to where Byron doesn't have to work his regular job as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that was going to be my next question. So like, how are you planning for that? Do you have plans for that? What's the deal?
I mean, it's kind of all in due time. Like we're building that snowball effect, you know, we're learning with the land stuff, you know, all of it's going into the same basket. And so eventually when that gets big enough or when we feel ready, you know, that's going to be, it's not necessarily a specific goal, but it is something that we want to have done, you know, in the future. Yeah. We just don't know when.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I don't know your personal financial situation, Snacks, but I mean, I would say the sooner you could get into it full time, the better. I feel like not having cause I used to do, when I first got started with making money on the internet, I had a full-time job as well. And as soon as I started doing it full time, like it made a big difference. I mean, you only have so much energy to dedicate every day to something. And if you're driving all the time and whatever, it's a lot. I would say,
this man's got a lot of energy though. He's got some wide shoulders, if you can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, it's a very, yeah, it's that point in my life. Cause like so I just married my now wife like a year ago. Where she's pregnant, like we have a baby coming this summer, like the first kid. And so it's kind of like push. And then my goal is to have the ability to quit my job by the end of the year if I wanted to. Or I don't know, my wife kind of wants to work part time. So I might have to teach her how to answer the dropshipping phone, but if she wants to stay home instead of
that
me.
That sounds exciting right there.
Anyway, but yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, obviously, ideally, I would dedicate full time hours to it, but I do. I mean, I spend a lot of time on it, so and it's worked out all right.
Yeah. How many hours of sleep do you get?
Oh, I sleep like a baby. I sleep probably like 7 hours a night. I usually wake up early, go to the gym.
Wow.
And then it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. This guy's Energizer Bunny.
Was it, so let me ask you a question. As roommates, was there like a contrast in your energy levels, or are you just as energetic as him?
I don't know. I mean, Snacks is definitely the go-getter. Go get up in the morning, you know, have a quick cup of coffee, go run 20 miles and come home, you know.
I ain't never ran 20 miles in my life.
But yeah, no, he's the I mean, what you were going with the bread man in the morning at 4 a.m. waking up and yeah, going delivering bread is just kind of like a little side hustle thing, you know, like, so he's always had an unreal amount of energy.
That's hard to match. I mean, that's hard to match, especially early in the day.
Yeah, I don't match that.
No, he does. But he's a very consistent, like, if there's something business related that needs to get done, he's on top of it. If it's like, hey, I'm busy, you know, you want to call this customer or you want to deal with this, it always gets done. So it's like, maybe I'm the good, and I'm gonna push that snowball, and like once it gets rolling, like we can take it as a unit. But I don't know. Yeah, working out. I don't know if it's just natural. I don't know what it is, but here we are.
That's good.
It's not bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're about 40 minutes in here. I feel like we covered a lot of stuff. Do you have anything else, Mike, that you want to talk about? Are you guys anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, you guys kind of outlined what you feel like is next. You have two stores, you got the land business going, you got one blog site. Am I right?
Yeah, one. Correct.
Yeah, so, we're about halfway through the land videos. So that's kind of the next thing, at least in my ballpark. Snacks is working on doing some, what would you call it? Some stuff like the kimono type.
The blog site.
Yeah, the blog site. So we're just kind of building on those things right now, but I'm sure there'll be more in the future once we get those solidified, you know, try to get some VAs to take care of some things and then, you know, expand from there.
Yeah. So you guys are doing everything yourself at this point, right?
We do have one VA. We hired her toward the end of last year, and she does pretty predominantly product uploads, but it's nice having her because a lot, like, we change little things. And it's really time intensive to change a lot of little things. So
yeah, we have like hundreds and hundreds of products. So if we want to change the prices, it's way more time efficient to give her that project than one of us sit down and do that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very important. What did it take? I mean, so you guys just identified that was something that you were, did you already have the VA, or did you find yourself just changing prices and you're like, let me just go hire
somebody? I mean, yeah, the product upload stuff, like I was doing a lot of that at first. And so I knew how time intensive it was. And then when we started thinking like, oh, let's get more suppliers or, oh, let's do this. It's like, yeah, we're going to need some help for where I am now. Like I'm not going to be able to sit there and do that like that. But, I mean, eventually you just realize like you either have time or then we had money. Right. So once again, we circle back to when you have capital, like what we pay her every week is minimal. Like, even there's days where I'm like, I don't even have anything to do for you, just hang out. And it's like, I would rather just pay her for that day than like not have her around.
Absolutely.
And so, but you got the capital now. So, right. It's the same thing. It's like, once that snowball's rolling, take a little piece off and keep feeding the machine.
Yeah. I heard this, I don't know if it's a quote or something, but the basic concept is like, once you have like to go from like $0 to $1,000 is like a lot of work, but then to go from like $10 million to like $20 million is basically like inevitable. Like, cause if you have $10 million invested, it's going to hit 20 million.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
In due time, whether
you're doing something right at that point. So
unless you do something stupid with a business or whatever, but like in general, if you have 10 million, that's a far off number, but it also applies at the smaller levels, because once you have more money, it's easier to hire, and it snowballs. That's basically what I'm saying.
The first 1,000 was much more difficult than the second 10,000, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, friends. buildassetsonline.com/playbook. If you want to learn how to build $1 million in online assets, just like these two gentlemen are working on, they're, you know, kind of hitting it from all angles at this point. So go there, check out the web class, and that's about it.
Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast.
If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.